100.7 WHUD is proud to present the final edition of the Westchester Con Edison Scholastic Sports Awards program for this school year. This morning's show is edited highlights of the annual awards presentations to each week's winner, recorded this past Wednesday night at the Renaissance Hotel in West Harrison, New York.
I'm Jane Solnick, the Director of Westchester Regional and Community Affairs for Con Edison, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special evening for Westchester High School sports, the celebration of our 67th anniversary of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award Program. Tonight, we are here to honor 35 student athletes from the 2017-2018 school year, 19 girls and 16 boys. They represent 15 sports and 45 high schools in Westchester County who submitted ballots over this past academic year. This year, we had a three-way tie for the most awards received: Byram Hills High School, Walter Panis High School, and Yorktown High School, each with three winners. Congratulations. I'd ask you to please stand now for our national anthem, performed by Kennedy Bordas from Peekskill High School.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kennedy. That was wonderful. I would like to take the opportunity to introduce you to the chairman of Con Edison's non-utility business, Joseph Oates, who has graciously rearranged his schedule to join us this evening. Joe?
Thank you, Jane. I am so pleased to be able to be with you tonight and to celebrate your successes. All of you have achieved great things by being both a scholar and an athlete. And I can tell you, this is something you're going to have to do the rest of your life. You can't just focus on one thing. You're going to do a bunch of things over the course of your academic and work career. So you're off to a great start being able to do two things very well. I think when you get into the future, it's probably going to be five things very well. So welcome to the 67th annual celebration of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award. We celebrate the achievements and accomplishments of our community's amazing young men and women. And we are so proud to be a sponsor for these many years. I was a scholar athlete way back when, and I have a future colleague who's going to come share some thoughts with you in a little bit. He's a little older than me, but be kind to him when he's up here. I wish tonight's winners continued success and happiness in your college years and in your careers. Over the 67 years that we've been doing this program, 2,561 scholar athletes have been recognized, and you are the latest version of our fantastic scholar athletes. So congratulations to you all.
I'd like to introduce you to this evening's keynote speaker, John McSad. John has unique distinction of being a past Con Edison student athlete, as well as having a career with Con Edison. In 1977, John was recognized as the Scholar Athlete of the Week for baseball from Saunders High School. A graduate of Manhattan College with a degree in electrical engineering, he joined Con Edison in 1981, moving through the ranks, ultimately rising to the level of Senior Vice President of Electric Operations. As Senior Vice President for Con Edison, John was responsible for the safe and reliable delivery of electricity to 9 million residents of New York City and Westchester. Under his leadership, electric operations achieved historic levels of performance and safety, system reliability, cost management, and work quality. John has since retired and has been traveling around the world and continues to be involved in local organizations, giving back to the communities he served during his career. Now that he has some free time, he practices yoga and is a foodie with an honorary degree in pizza. I'd like to introduce you all to John McSedd.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to be here. Thanks, Jane, and thanks to the crew from Con Edison for putting together this event. It promises to be a great evening. I don't know if you've been, I know many of you have been to this event in the past. It is something, and I leave every time I've attended one of these with my, in awe of the award winners, and I'm sure tonight's going to be the same. So congratulations to all of you, first to the Scholar Athletes, for all you have accomplished in the classroom, on the field, and in your community. The world is already a better place because of you. There is no doubt in my mind that you will continue to fill the pages of your life with a great story. I can assure you that the bar has risen significantly from 40 years ago when I received this award. Those of us who have attended this award ceremony before know that it has been emceed by a legend, Bob Wolf. He did it for 38 years, presenting awards to 1,370 scholar athletes, including me. It was obvious to anyone who watched him that he loved introducing the award winners and talking about their accomplishments. He was usually the most excited person in the room. Bob passed away last year, I'm sorry to say, but his beautiful spirit carries on here. I'm sure if you're very quiet and listen closely, you may even hear Bob playing the ukulele and singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Rich Leaf, the voice of the County Center, will be creating his own legacy starting tonight. You have probably heard that with great talents come great responsibilities. Your talents are amazing. Realize that your journey is the hero's journey. There will be love stories, travels, and adventures, and fearsome monsters, some battles, stumbles, defeats, and failures, and some glorious victories. Relish every damn minute. And remember that we are all, every one of us, fighting a great battle. Let's help each other where we can along the way. Thanks for giving me your attention. I wish you all good things.
Thank you, John. So now, join me and let's meet the student athletes that we're here to honor tonight, presenting the Westchester Scholastic Sports Award honorees of 2017-2018. I'd like to take a moment, as was mentioned before, to honor our longtime friend and Scholastic Athlete moderator, Bob Wolf, who passed away last summer. A consummate professional broadcaster, Bob Wolf had reported on virtually every major sporting event in the world. He was behind the mic for Don Larsen's perfect World Series game, was a regular voice of the Washington Senators, and did the NBC Game of the Week. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, and in 2014 was recognized by the Guinness World Book of Records for the longest career as a sportscaster and a broadcaster, 75 years. To Bob's credit, his audio treasures are now archived at the Library of Con Edison, Library of Congress. Con Edison and I personally was honored to call Bob a good friend. It's with Bob's blessing and my pleasure to turn over the next portion of our program to our current moderator of the Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program and a good friend, Rich Leaf. A lifelong Westchester County resident, Rich Leaf is a pioneer when it comes to high school sports in the county. He is famously known as the voice of the county senator, announcing boys and girls basketball tournament for over 36 years with his trademark greeting, "Welcome to the County Center." His talents overflow to announcing football games at Mount Vernon and Mayapack High Schools for many years. He can also be seen at Iona, Scarsdale, and Mamaroneck Schools and many charitable events announcing games. Rich began his announcing career in the late 70s as a sports director at WVIP Radio in Mount Kisco, where he did the play-by-play of local high school football and basketball games. He is a high school soccer official and president of the Westchester Putnam Approved Soccer Officials Association. It's with great pleasure to turn over the next portion of our program to our moderator of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program, a good friend, Rich Leaf.
Thank you very much, Jane. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here. Con Edison has put their time, effort, resources into this wonderful program where we recognize such outstanding student athletes. And I just think, even though this may be a rarity, I think we should all give Con Edison a really nice round of applause. I've been involved with high school athletics for close to 50 years as a teacher, a coach, an announcer, an official, and I just have to say that nothing that I've done in the past has given me more pleasure than being the moderator of this program this year. It's one thing to look at the applicants on paper. It's another thing to sit down with the winners each week, get to know them, talk to them, interview them, meet their parents and coaches, and it's just been a great, great experience. I've enjoyed every minute of it. One more shout out, and John mentioned this before, it's to all of the parents out there, the coaches, athletic directors. Thank you for all of your hard work, dedication, the coaching, the teaching, the advising, the parenting, rides to early practices, team dinners, etc., 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 which have helped bring out the best in these young kids. You all deserve a rousing round of applause. Congratulations.
Tonight, $25,000 in scholarships will be awarded to four of this year's student-athletes. The winner of the $5,000 Doc Blanford Special Achievement Scholarship, All-League, All-Section, All-State, Section Champion, Team Captain, Most Valuable Player, and Eastern State's Classic Champion, attending Princeton University in the fall, Grant Como from Brewster High School. The winner of the $5,000 Tony Sabella Scholarship, three-sport athlete, league champion, member of the National Honor Society, Westchester County Executive Award winner, New York State Scholar Athlete Award winner, academic All-American, class valedictorian, attending University of Pennsylvania in the fall, Alan O'Callaghan from Yorktown High School. Recipient of the first ever Bob Wolf Scholarship, who will receive a $5,000 scholarship award tonight. Distinguished ranking on honor roll, president of three clubs, league champion, team manager, attending Stanford University in the fall, Janiel Satoro from Ardsley High School. And now, the winner of the $10,000 Red Klein Memorial Scholarship, three-sport athlete, all-state, all-conference, all-league, member of the National Honor Society, Golden Dozen, co-team captain and team manager, class valedictorian, attending Cornell University in the fall. Babi Sow from Woodlands High School. Congratulations to our winners and to all of our honored Scholar Athletes of the Week. Best wishes in college next year and all of your future endeavors. This brings our 67th year of the Scholastic Sports Award program to a close. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. Thank you all for coming and have a great year. Thank you.
You've been listening to highlights of the Con Edison Scholastic Sports Awards presentation recorded at the Renaissance Hotel in West Harrison, New York, this past Wednesday night. Congratulations again to all of this year's honoree students and winners. The weekly Con Edison Scholastic Sports Awards radio show will return in September, right here at 100.7 WHUD.